This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I am your greeter this morning. Anybody else on the line that likes to say good morning?
Good morning. My name is Eva. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Sister Eva. Happy Monday to you.
Good morning.
It's good morning, it's Diane.
Good morning, Sister Susie. Good morning, Sister Diane.
Good morning, Leticia.
Hello, hi, good morning, this is Mona. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister Mona. Great, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I am your greeter this morning. Anybody else join the line that would like to say good morning?
Good morning.
Who might that be?
Good morning. This is Pam, family. Love y'all. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Sister Pam. Happy Monday to you, too. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
Good morning. Happy Monday. That's Leticia from Arizona. Did anybody else join the line? I'd like to say good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. Did anybody else join the line? I'd like to say good morning.
Good morning. It's Lucille. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? Happy Monday to you, too.
Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, family. It's Sister Veronica. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Sister Veronica. Happy Monday to you, too. Thanks for joining us. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. Is anybody else on the line? I'd like to say good morning.
Good morning. It's Kenya.
Good morning, Sister Kenya.
Good morning, beautiful people.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. One more time.
This is Ruth.
Oh, Sister Ruth. Sister Ruth, thank you. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm well. Thank you.
Hmm. I want to thank those who've already said their good mornings and went on the standard mute. Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. It's Leticia from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Anybody else joined online who would like to say good morning?
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Good morning. Good morning. It's a teacher from Arizona. I'm your greeter this morning. Did anybody else join the line? Like to say good morning? I am going to go ahead and get started with the business at hand. Good morning. Good morning again. Welcome to Declare Victory. My name is Leticia from Arizona, and I am your hostess this morning. Before we move forward, I'll ask everybody if they can please take a look at their phone to make sure their standard mute button is on. As the call is being recorded, and we'd like to preserve the integrity of it. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us here at Declare Victory. We're a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're here to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. Thank you for joining us daily in March for the teachings are on intentional growth. Growing higher, deeper, wider, and stronger in your walk with the Lord. Be sure to join us in April as the new themes will be on both the mercy and grace of the Lord. You do not want to miss the teachings, the lessons, and the messages that the declarers are preparing as they hear from the Lord for his people. We have no announcements today, nor were there any prayer requests submitted on the app. The order of the call today is the declaration will be done by Miss Barbara. Praying and leading us in corporate praise will be done by Sister Ruth. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer, Miss Barbara. Again, the order of the call is the declaration will be done by Miss Barbara. Praying and leading us in corporate praise will be done by Sister Ruth. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer, Miss Barbara. At this time, I would ask that you just triple check your phones just to make sure that the standard mute button is on and it hasn't came off. As now I pass the call to Miss Barbara for the day. Thank you guys for joining us. And again, I'm Leticia from Arizona. Happy Monday.
Well, good morning, good morning. I haven't been on in a while, so I'm nervous as usual. The first thing I'd like to say is thank you for Leticia for the awesome hosting and greeting. And I'm saying thank you to Ruth ahead of time for her prayer that I know she will have later. We've been talking about, you know, all month about higher, deeper, stronger, wider, and truly walking with intentional growth. And this morning, I really struggled with what I was going to talk about. In fact, I even contemplated calling Modi and telling her, girl, I can't do this. But I have to be obedient. I finally have learned how to be obedient to what I know I'm supposed to do. I'm going to say a prayer, then I'll get right, jump right in. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come this morning, Lord, once again, Father, just thanking you for waking us up to see another beautiful day, Lord Jesus, that you have made for us, giving us another chance to get it right, giving us another chance to invite another person to know you, Lord, modeling our life after you, Father, so that we can be and do how you want us to do, Lord, not what we want, but what you want. Thy will be done in each of our lives, Lord. Create in me, Father, a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And allow me to say something this morning that will touch someone or help someone along the way, Father. I just ask these things in Jesus' name. Well, my title for today is Walk by the Spirit. I don't know if anyone has done that, but that's what I was led to talk about, walking by the Spirit. My scripture is Galatians 5, 16 through 26. And I'll read that. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fit of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, fractions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and invoking each other. That was my scripture. Well, the main point that I'd like to make from these scriptures is that by the power of the Holy Spirit, believers may conquer the desires of the flesh, which constantly threaten us. I'm going to tell you kind of what I got out of each verse. Verse 16 says that we must continually walk by the Holy Spirit. We must walk by the Holy Spirit to conquer the flesh. To be led by the Holy Spirit, we must desire to hear the readiness to obey God's word and the sensitivity to discern between your feelings and God's prompting. We have to live each day controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. Then the words of Christ will be in your mind, the love of Christ will be behind your actions, and the power of Christ will help keep you in control of your selfish desires. Verse 17, we must walk by the Holy Spirit because the battle is intense. And it's intense because we have two natures that are fighting within us. And that's our good nature and that's our bad nature, because it hasn't gone. It's whichever nature we feed that's going to be in control. If we rely on our own wisdom, we will make wrong choices. But if we lean on the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to defeat the evil thoughts. Romans 8 and 9, and I want to read that, says, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. The Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. You, however, are controlled by the Spirit. And also I want to look at Ephesians 4 and 22 and 20 to 24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I got all that out of verse 17. Verse 18, we must walk by the Spirit to be free from the law. And I kind of put verse 19 and 23 together. 19 through 21. This is where Paul is describing the evidence of a life lived in the flesh. And then verses 22 to 23 are the fruits of the Spirit, and he desires us to live the life in the Spirit. We must join our lives to Christ's life. And my reference for that is John 15, verse 4 and 5. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will have much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And I'm a witness to that. God is so awesome. Let me finish what I was talking about. Verse 24, believers belong to Christ. We must daily commit our sinful tendencies to God's control. Daily crucify them, and sometimes, moment by moment, draw on the Holy Spirit's power to overcome them. This is really a true real struggle, but because Christ is a part of us, we can get through it. Verses 25 through 26, God is interested in every part of our lives, not just the spiritual part. As we live by the Holy Spirit's power, we need to submit every aspect of our lives to God, emotionally, physically, socially, intellectually, vocationally. In these scriptures, Paul tells us we are saved and we should look like we're saved. We should look different from the people of the world. The Holy Spirit is the source of our new life. So keep in step with God's leading. Don't let anything or anyone else determine your values and standards in any area of your life. To love and serve one another in the household of faith rightly, we must remember that we belong to Jesus and that we possess the Holy Spirit. We must then resolve to live daily by the Spirit so that we do not gratify the desires of the flesh. God is so awesome. And if you hear the things I said, I'm not talking about being a super Christian and never making any mistakes and doing nothing wrong. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you do make a mistake or if you do do something wrong, if you have enough word in you, you're going to go to the Lord and ask for forgiveness and work towards not doing that. This is why it is so necessary for us to read the Bible every day, pray every day, listen to Christian music every day. Now, I don't mean 24/7 because you have to have balance. So you may want to listen to something else every now and then. But we have to really be careful what we put in this head of ours. Because what we put in is what's going to come out. And if we're putting negative stuff in, that's what's going to come out. We want positive stuff to come out. We want to learn how to see positive for anything that happens. You know, yesterday my pastor was talking about he's on his money series, and he was talking about how nothing we have belongs to us. Nothing. Because when you think about it, how did he put it? When you think about it, when we were born, what did we have? Nothing. When we die and you go to a funeral, have you ever seen a hearse behind a armored truck behind a funeral? We can't take anything with us. When we're gone, we're gone. As we learn that we are managers of God's property, that means money, that means everything we have, our clothes, where we live. As we learn to realize that, that helps us better to manage things. That helps us better to do things because it's not yours anyway. And if you don't manage it right, he's sure not going to give you any more. And if you stingy with it, he's not going to give you any more. God wants us to be loving and cheerful and giving. And he just really looks for us to treat each other right and, you know, love each other. And I know there are people that need extra grace. But we have to learn how to deal with those people that need that extra grace. We have to learn how to lift people up in prayer. Be helpful to one another, not hurtful. Stop talking about each other unless you're saying something positive or something good. My mom used to tell me this all the time, and of course, when I was, you know, young, I know what she's talking about. At least I didn't want to know what she was talking about. But as I have gotten older, I've learned that if you don't have something good to say, just keep your mouth shut. Don't say nothing. And it's okay to don't say nothing. We have lost a lot of people in this past month, you know, family and friends. You know, I have finally learned also that when you go with somebody that is in bereavement, sometimes all they need you to do is maybe bring them some food and just sit there with them in silence. You don't have to say nothing. They appreciate you just being there, not being there by themselves. I know I'm jumping all around the place, but these are things that the Lord has put on my heart that I feel is really important. And the same thing goes for when you visit somebody that's sick. A lot of times they don't need you to make long visits. They just need you to come, show your face, maybe bring them some flowers, pray with them. Because when people are sick, they need rest. They don't need to be trying to talk and trying to do all this kind of stuff. They need you to just be there to know that they can call you and say, hey, Sister Barbara, can you come do so-and-so? And I will say yes and do it. You know, we serve such an awesome Savior. I just can't thank him enough because I look back at my life where he's brought me from. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. And I say that because years ago, I don't remember how long ago it was. It was been quite a while ago, at least 20 years ago or more. I was in a really bad accident on the freeway. I think back at that time I had a little yellow honeybee. And I think I might have only had my one child then, or maybe two, I don't know. But I remember so clearly that I was in a bad accident on the freeway, on the bridge, Bay Bridge. And a car ran into the back of me. And thank God, normally I would have had my kids in the car, but they weren't in the car, it was just me. And they banged my trunk all the way to the back of my car. My back seat and my trunk were all pushed in. Of course, the car was totaled. But the Lord spared me. And I feel like he spared me because he knew that there was work that he still had for me to do. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. I that's about the worst accident I've ever been in. And when I looked at that car, I started crying. I started crying and I just said, Lord, thank you. I know that there's something, a better life for me. I know that you left me here for a good reason. What? I don't know. At that time, I didn't know. But now I know that he left me here because there are still things I need to do. There's still things he wants me to do. I have a friend that had an aneurysm. I guess it's been about a month and a half now. Really good friend of mine. And God is so good. And her and I had been talking. She was been out of church for a while. And I had been talking to her, you know, trying to get her to go back to church and all this. And she started going back to church, you know, every now and then she'd go. She wouldn't go every Sunday, but she'd go every now and then. And she started reading her Bible. And she started changing her life and doing things differently. And, you know, I'm a nurse, so she called me because she said she had heartburn. And I was telling her all the things that I, you know, think she should do for heartburn and everything. And it didn't help. So finally I said, baby, and she's not one that likes to go to the hospital or the doctor. I said, baby, I think you need to go to the hospital, the emergency room, have somebody check you. But praise the Lord, she wasn't hard-headed, and she did it. She actually had an aneurysm. And when I went with her to take her to her first doctor visit, I didn't realize it had actually busted. This is why everybody was moving so fast and doing everything. It had busted. That is not, people don't live when that happens. So if that it wasn't the hand of God, and she realized it was the hand of God, and she talking so different now, I just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. She's in rehab now, but she gets a paratransit, and she goes to church on Sunday from the rehab. She had me pick her up, and I took her around. She had some errands to do, and, oh, I got to go by my house and get my Bible. You know, God will wake you up in some kind of way if you don't listen. Things happen for a reason. But I'm going to close out, you guys, with my favorite song. And I know you guys have heard it before, but this is what I listen to almost every day. Just something about this song.
Repay you. Listen to my praise, Lord. Hallelujah.
For you though. Have you ever worried about whether or not you are really a Christian? A Christian is anyone who has the Spirit of God living in him or her. If you have sincerely trusted God or trusted Christ for your salvation and acknowledged him as Lord, then the Holy Spirit has come into your life. And you are a Christian. You won't know that the Holy Spirit has come if you are waiting for a certain feeling. You will know he has come because Jesus promised he would. When the Holy Spirit is working within you, you will believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son and that eternal life comes through him. You will begin to act as Christ directs. You will find help in your daily problems and in your praying. You will be empowered to serve God and to do his will. And you will become part of God's plan to build up your church. So, what I want to leave you with this morning is, if we have confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we truly believe in our heart what the Bible says, we're going to have difficult times, and things are going to happen that we don't understand. But the more we learn how to lean on Jesus, the easier it gets. I am 66, soon to be 67. And in this October last year, I decided to go back to school to get my master's degree. And I'm going to a seminary, and it's a little different. And I'm doing it online, too, which is different. But I feel like I teach classes at church, and I teach at the mission. So I felt like I really needed to learn more about the history of Christianity and learn more about the Bible and really be able to understand, you know, what I'm trying to help someone. Also, in the future, I really would like to, I'd like to do some Christian counseling. So there's classes and things that I need to take, but I'm so looking forward to that. God has been so good to me, and there are so many things in my life that I would love to share, I think I was talking to Ravonda, you know, about us mentoring the younger women, which is what we're really supposed to do. But that also means that the young woman that you connect with, you and her have to have something in common, and you can't be judgmental. You have to lovingly work with somebody. And I've learned that it's all about love. It's all about love. We have to love people to Christ. We can't beat over the head with the Bible to Christ. We have to love people to Christ. And I'm just so happy this morning. I don't know what to do. God is so good. Someone that I've been talking to for a long time finally got on the line, and I was like, I know that ain't so-and-so. Oh, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just have to love people to Christ. That's one thing I want you to remember. I want you to remember about, you know, walking with the Spirit, but I also want you to remember that we have to be kind and loving to people. We can't be mean, and, you know, we have to learn how to truly love people, even the people that are unlovable. We have to learn how to love them. As I pass my call to Ruth for prayer, most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for what you've allowed me to share, Lord, and I just pray that something has touched someone this morning and allowed them to know that you're real and that you love us and you care for us, and you give us definitely what we need, but sometimes you even give us what we want, Lord. And I just thank you this morning, and I just praise you this morning, and I just lift your name up as I pass the call to Ruth.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord, thanking you for another day. God, thank you that you allowed us to get through the midnight hour. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in our right minds and good health. Father, thank you for our families. God, thank you for our jobs and our homes and all the things that you have blessed us with. Father, we are overjoyed this morning. We're grateful to be alive. We thank you, Father, for what you're getting ready to do. Oh, God, we know that obedience is greater than sacrifice. Lord, thank you. And we ask you, Lord, to allow us to walk in the spirit of joy, peace, and love. Allow us to be a blessing to those who we come in contact with, Father. Lord, we just know that in order for us to get victory, we have to do it your way and not our way. We know, Lord, from our past experiences that you will fight a battle for us. Father, thank you. So, Lord, this morning, God, as we go out, allow us to be a blessing to our coworkers and on our jobs and in our schools. God, we're praying for our family this morning, all of our families. God, we pray for family restoration. God, we pray, Lord, for the folks that are out in the world that are lost, that are contemplating suicide, folks that are homeless. God, we're praying, Lord, that the local officials would do something about this homelessness. God, we just thank you for what you're doing in Sacramento, where they are implementing 1,000 homes for the homeless. God, we're praying for those who have been mistreated. God, we're praying for the young woman that lost her life on the freeway last week. We're praying for that family. God, we're praying for those who have lost loved ones. God, we thank you. We thank you in advance for what you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you for allowing us to be on this call for 5 years and all the miracles, Lord, that you have shown right in front of our faces. God, all the folks that you have healed from illnesses. God, we thank you for Sister Dion. We thank you for her heart and her dedication to this call. We ask you, Lord, to please bless her abundantly, Lord. And Lord, for each and every one of us on this call, we thank you for just being in the midst of all of our troubles. We thank you for keeping us and loving us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for not leaving us. God, thank you for our hearts and our minds being clear right now. God, thank you. Do only what you can do right now, Lord. Some of us are waiting for job offers. Some of us are waiting for to be started. God, we ask you, Lord, just to use us right now. Right now, Father. We owe you the praise, Lord. We owe you the honor and the glory right now. Thank you, Father. We pray for the marriages on this call, Father. We pray, Lord, that you be the head of each marriage and allow husbands and wives to love each other and honor each other. God, we pray for singles on this line that you them who you see fit for them. God, protect our children. Bless the ground that they walk on, Lord, today. We pray for those who are missing, Lord. God, we pray, we're still praying for, Lord, for the city of Michigan. Lord, we pray that the pipes be repaired and the water flow clean, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the whispers, Lord, and the reminders and all the oh my God moments, Lord, that you have allowed us to go through and get through. Thank you. Thank you for this moment right now. Allow us just to rest in your grace. Father, let your presence rest in all of our homes. Let peace and love and joy be in our homes, because we know that in our homes, that's where ministry starts. Allow us to be loving and kind to one another. God, again, we just want to just thank you and just rest right here, Lord, and just love on you, Lord. We're very grateful today, and we don't want to take this moment for granted. But we know this moment right here is the only moment that we know we have. Lord, so as we walk out the door today, I just pray to allow us to make it back home this evening. Somebody wake up this morning. So we are just, our hearts are filled with joy. We're grateful, Lord, on today. Now, we pray for each and every family on this line. We pray for our extended family members. God, I want a special prayer for Kyle, my husband's grandmother, a great-grandmother who has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and they had to cut her leg off last week. God, we pray for Ella. Just allow her to enjoy the days, Lord, that you have for her. Thank you, Heavenly Father. God, we pray for all the folks that work behind the scenes on this call. We pray for every pastor, every leader, every person that from scripture to the declarations. God, we thank you for them. Father, for we do this willingly, and we are grateful to be on this call. We are grateful for every message that we've heard. Thank you, Jesus. This is a safe place, and we are grateful. That's what I can hear in my spirit, gratefulness, gratefulness. Yes, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to have your way in all of our lives. God, we don't want nothing that you don't want for us. Thank you, Jesus. We are rested in your grace today, and we know that grace will never let sin overpower us. We ask you, Lord, just to be with us. And as I ask everyone on this call to take your phones off mute and give God some praise this morning. We're just going to lift your name up, Lord. Again, we ask you to have your way in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We lift our voices up today, and we just say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we pray for, Lord, those who are bitter and angry on today, those who are unforgiving.
Hear me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Bless us in your grace on today, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We lift your name on high this morning, Lord God. Bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, our path, Lord God. Yes, thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We use you the way you see fit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. The day that I did not see your name, glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Duty. Let your children, God.
I pray for my ancestors. I pray for those who are here, so that they may remember their minds, God. I pray for those who are in their hearts.
Lord,
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're no longer a hot mess. Thank you. We don't talk about folks no more, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we pray for people. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift your name on high this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we're just grateful this morning.
Yes, Lord.
For not being a mess.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your power.
Lord, thank you for this roof off right here, Lord. Some of us is one step away from being homeless, but God, thank you that you're providing for us daily.
Thank you
for the food and all that you've given us. And then allow us to go out and bless somebody else on today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We ask all these things in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We stand in agreement.
Amen.
Thank you for your favor, God. Thank you for your favor.
Amen.
We wouldn't be who we are if it wasn't for you, Lord.
Thank you for more.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted. Thank you, Jesus, as we pass the call to love, life, and victory.
In the name of Jesus.
Well, good morning once again. Before I get started with my part of things, I'd like to have people that weren't not able to say good morning, to say good morning. Is there anyone there that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, everybody. This is Brother Cliff. Family.
Hi, Brother Cliff. And then who was the other family?
Pretty Patrice. Good morning, family.
Oh, good morning, Pretty Patrice. Good to hear you sound.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Mr. Family. Sister Carla. Declare victory, family.
Hi, Carla. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good morning, Barbara. It's Dee Dee.
Hey, Miss Dee Dee. Girl, we're going to get together one of these days, huh?
Amen.
Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, family. It's Sister Veronica. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Sister Veronica. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Miss Barbara. It's Aisha.
Good morning, Aisha.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, Barbara. It's Gloria.
Good morning, Miss Gloria. And who was that? Who else was that?
Good morning, family. It's Dondria. Happy Monday. Pray for me, please. Thank you.
Good morning, Miss Dondria. Lord, I just lift you and your husband up right now, Father, just thanking you for Miss Dondria and her husband, Lord. I just ask that you would continue to bind them together, Lord, and continue to give her the desires of her heart and strengthen her as she goes her way, Lord. I just thank you for her and her husband, Lord. We just ask these things in Jesus' name. Bless you, sister. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. God bless you all this morning.
Good morning, Sarge. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Good. Glad to hear that. Anyone else want to say good morning before I jump in?
Hey, good morning. This is Kedra.
Hey, Kedra.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I am so excited this morning. My talk was about walking by the Spirit, and my main idea, even though I jumped all over the place, my main thing was to remind us that the power of the Holy Spirit, believers may conquer the desires of the flesh, which constantly threaten us. This is something that we deal with every day, day in and day out. But as we stay close to the Lord and really trust and believe in the Lord, he allows us to conquer some of those things that we used to couldn't conquer. We must continually walk by the Spirit. We must walk by the Spirit to conquer the flesh. That's the only way we're going to conquer it, is by walking by the Spirit. We must walk by the Spirit because the battle is really intense. And it is. It really is. It's not an easy battle that we're fighting, but it's a battle that we know we can win as long as we keep our hand in the Lord's hand. We must walk by the Spirit so we can be free. Ooh, Lord Jesus, so we can be free. So we can be free. So, did I see anything that someone can say might help them through this week? Or is there anything?
Hey, Barbara.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
This is Kendra. I can wait until after I get off the blender, so whoever is talking, go ahead.
You said what, sweetie?
Somebody else was saying something, but I'm going to wait until I get off the blender.
Okay. Did someone else want to say something before Kedra?
If not, I'll go ahead and chime in. Miss Leticia from Arizona.
Come on.
Bless my spirit this morning. There's two things that I had to continue to work on in my marriage, and that is one, being submissive, and then two, my walk, my faith walk. And that's the main reason why God brought who he brought as my husband in my life, because my husband's faith is unshakable. Every since the moment I've met him, that's never, ever, ever, ever. He is unmovable. It's just, and it's so powerful. and you said something in there was, we all have the stuff, and it's not ours. It's not ours. It doesn't belong to us. And I know my husband, he's one of the people that one morning he went to church, and he came back home, and his wife beat her. And I said, well, what happened to your shirt? He said, well, the lady said she wanted the shirt. She liked my shirt. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I got you that shirt from a different country because I knew they didn't have that where you was going to be at. But when she asked for it, he didn't even think nothing of it, like, but let me get this lady my shirt.
My Lord.
He just does things like that continuously, and I'm reaping the benefits of him being obedient to God, because when I want stuff and I've seen stuff, I'm like, oh, I want that, but I can't ask somebody for that because that's their stuff. And I asked somebody, something was on their desk, and they said, hey, you want that? I said, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And they just handed it to me. And I said, you know, it's just those little things that we have to just be mindful of, that you can't just hold your hand so tight on stuff. Because you're right, he won't bless you with more. And if you do, sometimes he'll take it away, what you got. So you praising that more than you praising him.
Better talk.
And so it's just, that's really good. I appreciate that. And I appreciate God giving me him. So I know that what I need to do and be mindful of it. And I want to mention one more thing is that I remember going to this Al-Anon meeting. And they were saying, I didn't know nothing about anything, drugs and alcohol or nothing. So I went there, and I remember the first thing this guy told me. He says, you know, this is people who are addicted, they have to think about this like it's like a cancer. You just don't wake up the next morning and say, hey, I'm free. This is something you have to work on every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was presented to me like that, then I have to look at it like, you know what? My faults are no less than that. I have to get up every morning and say, hey, you know what? I want to be closer to you, Father. I want to do your will. And I have to work on that every day. I can't just say, oh, but they doing something that I would never do. So God totally looking down on them. Oh, no. You saw any and everything. It's a daily walk, and it's a daily purpose that you have to put forward. And I think if you do that, your spirituality will be broadened to like no other. But thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Letitia. And what you said is so true. And us holding tight to things. That even goes for people. Sometimes if you put other people, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your children, ahead of God, he may take that away from you. So we got to really be careful what we put ahead of God. Okay, Kendra.
Good morning. Amen. Totally agree with that. But when you said, it just confirms for me, because it's okay to agree to disagree, but I had just been, someone and I was having a conversation about, they say it's not what goes in your mouth, it's what comes out, but then it's what you put in your brain that comes out of your mouth, because like how the Bible teaches us, out of the heart, out of the mouth flow the abundance of the heart. So that was just, that just helped me confirm.
Okay.
That just helped me confirm that, you know, we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind to just, like, operate in the spirit and to have it be a moment-by-moment process to be closer to God. So it starts with our mind. The battlefield is in our mind, because that's what the devil wants anyway, because they say idle mind is the devil's playground, one of them old wives' tales, but it's true. It's all true, but it all starts in your mind. So thank you. That stood out for me.
That's very true. I agree with you. That's so true. We have to really be careful what we put in our minds. And we have to be careful what we allow our children to look at also and to listen to also. Because it's our babies that we need to really protect from some things. Because there's a lot of mess going on. Half of this mess was not my fight as a kid. My upbringing was totally different from what's going on now. And we really got to pray for our children and our young people. Sometimes I feel like they know too much. You know, they see too much. They hear too much. But I know that, you know, life goes on and you have to kind of move on with the times. But there are still some of those old things that you need to instill in your children. You know, when I was a kid, kids weren't in adult conversations. But I see it happening all the time now, and that's, you know, well, I'm old school. You know how that goes. But I'm flexible. In fact, my kids say all the time, Mama, you wouldn't let me get away with doing that. I said, well, that's my grandchild now. I can't be your old grumpy grandmother. I got to, you know, I correct them, but I just do it a little different than I did with you. But that's because I know better. When you know better, you're supposed to do better. Anyone else want to share? Don't all talk at the same time.
Hello?
Ruth?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, how you doing, sweetie?
I am well this morning. Like I said in my prayer, I think I'm stronger than I am.
You're coming in fuzzy, and I can't hear what you're saying.
I'm sorry, I was saying in my, like I said in my prayer, I think I'm no longer a hot mess.
I know what you mean.
I was a hot mess. And I'm so glad that God has delivered me, Lord. But I tell you, I'm grateful to be obedient, you know, and want to do something. Then think about it, no, we don't do that no more. We don't do that no more. So, I'm grateful even when things don't go right, you know, I can fix it. In the business that I'm in, you know, catering for folk, if something don't go right, I'm going to go behind myself and fix it. So I did this, I catered for this repast, and I know better. I tried to go, try to save $70, and I had someone else do the cakes for this repast. I had to throw, and it wasn't bad, like they was, it wasn't that they were terrible cakes, but it wasn't to my standards. So I threw half of them away, and I ended up giving half to the homeless. But the thing is, and not because, like I said, they weren't bad cakes. They were fresh cakes, but they wasn't to my standards. So they were eatable because I ate some of it, but I wasn't going to present them to the people. But the bottom line is what I did is I took off some of the money that the client owed me, and then I ordered the cakes that I would have ordered. So I had to go back, you know what I'm saying? So I had to go back and get the cakes. I ordered one cake for a client, and she really liked it. And I said, let me just say this. For the next time, she said she wanted to hire me again, thank God. I told her I would take care of all the desserts. The desserts will be on me for the next thing. And so in doing that, on my way to deliver the cake to her, you know, I got an email. I mean, not an email, but a text from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm working on a big project. The email said, I'm still in. Let me know when I have to get the money out of my 401k. And she said, keep dreaming big. I was like, what? I almost stopped the car. I was praising so hard. I was like, what? And I mean, I just thank God. I praise him because it's just the little things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I said, no, I can't go out like that. My name is on this. So I'm glad that I was even, I thought enough to get her another cake, although everybody didn't have the cake at the repast, but thank God they did have, they had another cake, but they didn't have the cake that I really wanted them to have. I will never do that again, but I do think obedience is greater than sacrifice. Mm-hmm.
You
know,
live and you learn.
Yes, I would never do that again.
You really have a big heart. And, you know, I've watched you for a long time, sister girl, so I know what you talk about when you talk sometimes. But you know what, sweetie? I was a hot mess, too. I thank God I'm not the hot mess I used to be, too.
There was a guy at my job. He said, no. He said, I'm not a mess. No, he said, I'm not a hot mess. I'm just a mess. So I guess a mess was worse than a hot mess.
I don't know, but God is so good when he takes all that junk away from you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Ain't praise him enough. Anyone else want to share?
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother E.
How you doing?
I'm doing better today.
All right. That's great. That's great. Wonderful declaration. I just want to piggyback on this. This is something that my sister Ruth said. She couldn't present that because her name was on it. I was just thinking, you know, that's this this social media, this Facebook. I had an incident that, this week with a friend of mine's, right? And it was on a post. And what happened was I got another friend in on it because we wanted to kind of like you know, just kind of witness to the brother, you know, because he has put some on the post. And I usually don't fall for that, you know, but it was a friend of mine, but it was somebody I didn't see in a long time. And what wound up was is just, you know, it was just a mess, really. And I was thinking that, you know, a lot of times people will come at me or I'll see things on Facebook. And, you know, sometimes the things are hurtful. You know, he did wind up, you know, my friend wound up saying something. And I was like, you know, I felt compelled to respond because of what he said. And I was like, no, I already, you know, kind of dipped my foot in there. I'm not going to respond to what he said, you know. Because something Ruth said, he said, you know, when you know, she said she couldn't do it because her name was on it. You know, and I was thinking, you know, when I post something on Facebook or whether I respond for something, you know, my name is on there. More importantly, not my name, but his name. You know what I'm saying? Because of who I represent. And so I just, you know, I just thought about that. How much better we could be viewed, how much mess we could stay out of if we just thought about that. You know what I'm saying? What we did and everything. God's name is on this. You know what I'm saying? Because we represent God, you know. And what we do, what we say, you know, matters because people sometimes may not see God who don't know God, but we're here to represent God and things that we do and the things we say, even the things that we post on social media like Facebook and Instagram, you know, that has God's name on it because we're supposed to be representing God and you know, and so even sometimes like you know if we go in on something, we can go behind and fix it. So I was able to go behind it and at least fix it by saying that, okay, I just stepped into this little trap, but I'm not going to respond to a hurtful response because, you know, I what happened was I started to look at it maybe like God did and said, listen, this person may be responding because they're hurt or because they're embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Even if you proved yourself right, you know, they may respond a different way because, you know, I don't know, you know, what type of mind they are in. And I think God looks at us like that too and everything. And this is why it's so wonderful about his grace and his mercy. So if I can extend that grace and mercy, you know, all the better because it's not just my name, but it's God's name on it. So I just want to thank you for a great declaration and God bless.
Thank you, Brother Eric. That's why we have to be careful what we say, because when we type on those medias, we talking, and we have to really be careful what we say. Like you said, we don't know the person's mindset, where they're at. It's like, it becomes what, am I trying to win the battle, or do I need to just, you know, shut it down? Anyone else want to share? Now, y'all know I can give you back some time because I got to work today. I have enjoyed thus far, though. I really have. I lift up Sister Julia. I haven't heard her in a while. Let's pray for her. Anyone else want to share? Going once.
It's quiet. Can I just add two people to the prayer line, prayer request line? My coworker, Laura, who they found a cancerous spot in her body, and another friend, Tanya, who has been, they found some lump. So I just want to pray for them right now because I told them I would add them to the prayer request on the prayer line. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Pam. I want to say something. I'm sorry. I had to get a shower because I just got off work. But I just thank God for you and for everybody's declaration, the victory room, because yesterday my car got hit and the person didn't leave a note or nothing. But as I was leaving the rental car place in Hilltop, I seen this man laying in the street and everybody was driving past him. And I even drove past him and I said, I backed up. And I said, oh, Lord, is this set up? I don't know. So I stopped my car and took the keys out right and got on. And I said, how can I help you, sir? And he was looking at me like he really couldn't talk, but he was reaching his hands up. So I said, let me help you up, sir. So I helped him up and put him up on his feet because he had a cane and everything. And I said, are you hungry? Do you need something? And he was like, yeah, can you give me a couple of dollars? And I said, I don't have no money, but I can go get you something real quick. So I ran and got him something from McDonald's and came back, right? And by this time, he was standing all the way straight up. And I was like, okay, did he just play me? And I said, well, it's all right if he did. It's all good. So I gave him the food and told him, God bless you. But what Ruth said is that I just thank God that I ain't a hot mess no more, because the old Pam would have rolled past him like, oh, I'm not giving you nothing. I don't got nothing for you. So thank you, Victory family. I love y'all.
No, we love you too, and thank you for that. That was awesome. I commend you for that. I usually carry change or something in my car, in my pocket, you know, so I can give someone something. But I'm ever since that the lady stopped to help someone and the guy stabbed her, I've been very careful who and where I stop. The Lord has to really direct me to do that, because we have some real crazy people out there right now. And you
Sister Barbara, remember that remember that story ended up being false.
Oh no, really?
That ended up being her husband and his daughter that killed her.
Get out of here!
Yes. Yeah.
See that?
That was called. They end up. Yeah, they called him at the Mexico border. Yeah, that was sad. That was very, very sad.
That was.
And they blamed it on a homeless man, so that
you
made it look bad for homeless people.
You learn something every day.
Yeah,
that was sad. But I just know that I've seen and heard of people getting robbed. You know, when they get out their car and somebody else come up and stuff. So I had to stop and hesitate, but I took my keys out. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, my first instinct was to stop my car and turn it off and get out, but grab my keys too. So yeah, but
I was
just
with you. God was with you. God was with you. Awesome. But just be careful, all of us. Anyone else want to share? I'm gonna give y'all back some time this morning.
Good morning, Sister Babu. Who was that was asking for prayer for their co-workers?
That was Ruth. She She asked for prayer for her coworker Laura that has cancer, and her coworker Tanya that has a lump, and they're not sure what it is. And then I added Sister Julia, because I just haven't heard from her in a few days, and I just wondered how she's doing.
Amen. Yes. Okay. We can lift them up all through the day, along with Sister Tanya.
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Yes.
And could we also, hello, hi, everybody. This is Mona. Could we also lift up Sister Liz? I'm pretty sure you guys have heard her sound on here before. She has suffered from a mild stroke. So we could just lift her up too also, you guys.
Okay.
Sister Liz, thank you. And, of course, I loved your decorations today. Yvonne said she liked it too. It made her feel good.
I love you, Miss Yvonne. I love to hear your sound.
Thank God.
You said thank God helping her to talk good. I can't take her nowhere.
Anyone else
want to share? Yes, Sister Barbara, I like what you said at the end of the prayer, that when we was coming back on it, how that we're in a battle, and how that this flesh wants to act up, and how that we keep this flesh in check through the spirit. That is so true. Someone stated, you know, about how the battle begins in the mind. You know, that all of that is so true. And I'm just so grateful for Declare Victory, especially the love life and victory discussion we have, you know, after the corporate praise, you know, because I get so much out of the discussion part as much as the declaration. And, you know, this flesh, man, I wanted to add to is that, you know, I know on Declare Victory, they fast on Wednesdays, but God has been telling me, in order to really beat this flesh down, Jeff, you're going to have to fast on more than just Wednesday out the week. And you got to fast, maybe add a couple of days to that Wednesday through the week, at least one more day, and stay in my word, you know, because it's a battle, like you said, for real. It's a battle. We are in a battle. So if you know, you don't have to give us no time back. You can go and expound on that a little bit deeper. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You got to go to work, too. I'm getting ready for work. I'm trying to get out the door. I'm sorry. But thank you so much for your declaration.
It truly is a battle. But that's also why it's so important, and I can't emphasize this enough, that we memorize some scriptures. Every week, try to memorize at least one, you know, one scripture. Learn one scripture, memorize, because your Bible ain't always there for you. And sometimes you're in situations where the word got to already be in you, so you know what to do. That's why you got to be in your word every day. We got to memorize some scripture, because that's what helps us get through some of these things we be trying to do. And we know good and well we ain't got no business doing them. Yeah, we're definitely in a battle. We're in a battle. The moment you ask Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, you entered a battle. And it's definitely in the mind. This is why it's so important. I can't say it enough times. What you put in your mind, what you listen to, is really, really important. And I know, you know, people are sick of me saying that, but it's the truth. You can't listen to a bunch of junk all the time because it's not good for your head. You got to listen to something with substance, something that's going to help make you better, not confuse you. I'll tell you guys something that's funny. You know, all this mess going on with, what's that guy's name? R. Kelly. And I mostly listen to Christian music. I just do. That's just me. But I'm old, too. So, you know, when I was young, I didn't all the time. But I do now. Plus, I know better. But my friend and her daughter, they were talking about R. Kelly. And I was saying, I don't know what's up. You know, I don't know. I had no opinion about it because I really don't know. And the girl put on the boy's music, and she said, he's singing the stuff he's doing. I said, uh-uh. And I listened for a little while to his music, and I said, Lord, have mercy. We can't get caught up in that. We really can't. I know he got a good beat and all that kind of stuff, but you got to pay attention to the words, too. That's why I appreciate this young lady turning that boot song around for me. I love that song, and it's really funny. When my husband's in the car, he likes to listen to, you know, regular music. He's not like me. And when the song come on, I be singing my version of it. I said, Lord, have mercy. You know, God is just so awesome, you guys. I can't tell you enough how wonderful he is. Makes a way out of no way. A good example I could give you guys is really funny. I've been tithing a while now. And I've been managing my money better, and I'm paying my bills off and all this. Because I'm retired, so I don't need no bills. And my hairdresser couldn't do my hair Saturday. But another young lady in the shop said she'd do it for me. And I really appreciate it because I was looking like the lost person. So I thought about it. I said, now, she charged me one thing. I know this young, because my hairdresser's an older lady like me, too. I said, now, I know this young person's going to charge me a little more. I said, well, she know me. I come in and out the shop, so she know who I am. I said, well, I don't care about cash money. So I made sure I had enough to pay my, you know, my hairdresser. And I said, well, if it's a little more, I'll just give her what I have and tell her, let me run to the ATM, and I'll give her the rest. And she let me do that. I'm rambling through my purse, looking for a pen or something, because I always bring something to do, because you know how long it takes you in a hairdresser. And I found $20. And that is exactly the amount more that I needed. Don't tell me God won't supply what you need when you need it. He always make a way out of it anyway. And if you truly believe that, he will. He will. I know that he will. I experience it all the time. God is so good, you guys. I can't.
All right, I know you on a bigger coat than that. It's going to rain.
It's raining. Did you say it's raining? Oh, Lord. Well, better make sure I take a coat. It's raining. Whenever I get out. Anyway, does anybody else want to have something to share with us?
Good morning, sister. This is Andrew, and I just wanted to
piggyback
on.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there, sister. It's good to be on this side of the grass.
I know that's right.
But wanted to piggyback on the discussion of the word of the Spirit, which is our sword. We talked about it on Friday, but I want to give a little illustration. Used to be a martial artist. I studied a type of jiu-jitsu that was birthed out of the Philippines, Bay Ornese Jitsu. And this was the jiu-jitsu that those that know the martial arts icons, Moses Powell, started off with training with the founder of what I studied. And I studied, he was still alive when I started studying under his main, disciple, a brother from Brooklyn. And it was very intense. And the weapon of choice in this particular style was stick fighting. and what the routines that you would work on, had you doing it with your hands first, empty. And as you got more progressively better and surer with your hands empty, they put the sticks in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you would do the same things with empty hand and with sticks, with the idea that you would practice to the point where the stick would be an extension of your hand. So whatever your hand would do, the stick could do too. If you lost your stick in a battle, you could still attack because you could still use the same moves. They'd still be effective, just more effective with the stick. You have broader range, you have harder striking power, etc. We need to do that with the Word of God. I mean, a lot of people can throw certain scriptures around, and there are certain, you know, there are certain scriptures that seem more popular, like no weapon formed against you can prosper.
Mm-hmm.
But there's 66 books. We got a whole lot of other scriptures too. And everything in the human condition is covered in the Word of God. And we need to know all of it, and we need to be able to rightly divide it so we can dispense it when it's necessary, when it's most effective. And not only do we need to say it, we need to live it too.
Amen.
The more you know, the more that is required of you. Because yes. The more you know, the more you've been given. And those who have been given more are required more. So we who know the word are required. He holds us to a higher standard in our actions and in our thoughts. And he holds us more accountable to the family members around us based on that. Now, you can't get everybody to do what you believe. You can't make every child behave. You know, some will be prodigal. Okay, some will just turn away. Okay, but you need to train them up in the way that they should go, and through faith, trust that God take care of the rest. Okay, but my point is that he holds us accountable when we know. Even if we know just a little bit, okay, he holds us more accountable than those that don't know at all.
Amen.
And we have multiple battles. We have the battle against our three enemies, Satan, the world, and the flesh. And we also have battles against the lost, the ones that just don't believe in God, that laugh at things with a Christian touch, that cite hypocrites for the reason why they don't go to church, the reason why they don't trust the Bible, and, you know, or saying that, no, see, racism is promulgated mainly by Christian folks, so I don't believe in that. Okay, so we who know are supposed to fight those battles too, instead of just shaking our heads saying that's a shame, and the world getting worse. We need to be on that front line, and it starts with knowing our weapon, because we can't make inroads against the enemy with just our faith. Our faith is a shield that protects us, but it doesn't beat the enemy down. The sword does that. And so Amen. We need to know how to use that sword well, that you're not just wasting swings, one strike, one kill. We need to be that adept at wielding our word. So thank you for the time, sister. Going back on me.
Thank you for chiming in. Thank you very much. Everything you said is so true. Anyone else want to share before I close this out?
Good morning. It's Krishanda.
Good morning, Krishanda.
I just want to just chime in. I think that was great what was just said about we have to study and know the word because we don't always have it with us, and we do need to have it. I talk about in hiring kind of our hip pocket skills. We need to have the word at our hip pocket, basically ready to pull it out at any point to encourage ourselves or encourage others, and we do need to get in our memory. So I'm just glad that that was said, and thank you for your declaration this morning, and God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetie. Thank you for your share. Anyone else? Going twice. Any other prayer requests? Okay. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning once again, Lord, thanking you, Father, for the awesome, just the awesome person that you are, and just lifting you up right now, Lord, acknowledging that you are our shepherd, you are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. You are a provider, Lord, Jehovah Nisi, Lord. You are just everything we need, Lord. Lord, I ask you to give us the strength that we need to do the things that we need to do for you, Lord Jesus. Help us to understand and realize that we're managers of your things on this earth. They don't belong to us. They're yours, and you're allowing us to have them for a time. And that includes our families, the things we think we own. Father, I just praise you this morning, Lord. I just magnify your name this morning, Lord. I thank you for this declared victory, Lord. I just lift it up to you, Lord, thanking you for how it's growing so, Lord. I lift up Dion and her family, Lord, just thanking you for her. I lift up Tanya and her family, Lord, and Dee Dee and Miss D and Pastor Van Hook and his wife and Pastor Lavelle and his wife, Lord, and Pastor Coleman and his wife, Father. All the other pastors that speak on this line to us, Lord, I lift up, we're going to hear from Tony Sandoval tomorrow, Lord. I lift him and his family up to you, Lord, thanking you for them, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just lift up Ruth's co-worker, Laura, Lord, and her friend, Tanya, Lord. They're struggling with health issues, Lord. And I just ask you to touch them with your healing hand, Lord Jesus, for we know that you are definitely a healer, Lord. Lord, I lift up Sister Julia to you, Lord. She's on my heart this morning for some reason. And I just ask you to look in on her, Lord, and touch her with your healing hand, Lord, and continue to give her what she needs, Lord Jesus. I lift up Renee's mom, who's in ICU, Lord, asking you, Father, to touch her with your healing hand. Allow the family to be there for her and support her. And Renee, Lord, I lift Renee up to you, Lord, thanking you for her, Lord, asking you to give her the strength to do the things she needs to do, Lord. Mona's asked for prayer for Liz, Lord. She's had a stroke, Father. And I just ask you to touch her with your healing hand, Lord Jesus. You are such a mighty healer, Lord. You're such a mighty God, Lord. I lift up Michelle, my daughter's friend, and her family, Lord, and her mother, I believe, is transitioning, Father. And I just ask that you touch the family, Lord, to help them be able to deal with what's going on, Lord Jesus. For it's not easy when you lose your parents. It's just not easy, Lord. It's difficult. But I know you know what it is. That's how you can be there for us, Lord, and that's how you can support us, Lord. I lift up LaDonna and her family, Lord, for their preparing to bury one of their relatives, Lord. And I just lift them up to you, Father, thanking you for them, Lord, asking you to touch that family in a special way and allow us to be support as we can, Lord Jesus. Father, I just thank you this morning for another day, Lord, asking you to lead and guide us, those that are on their way to work and those that are at work, Lord. Touch them with your spirit, Lord Jesus, to go in singing and shouting and smiling and just happy for the day. No matter what's going on, we're going to be happy for the day, Lord Jesus. I just thank you this morning, Lord. I just praise you. I just magnify your name, Lord. I lift up Dan and Denise to you, Lord, thanking you for them, Lord. I lift up my ladies at the mission to you, Father, thanking you for them, Lord. I ask you to put a hedge around each one of them, Lord. And those that are on this line that had requests but did not say it out loud, you know what it is, Father, and I just ask you to meet them where they need to be met, Lord Jesus. I just thank you this morning, and I just praise you this morning, Lord, as we close out this call, but we're still in your presence, Lord. I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an awesome day, everybody.
Amen. Bless you, sister.
Take care, everyone.
Amen. Have a good day.
Amen. Thank you. Have a good day.
Barbara and everyone else. Love y'all.
Have a good day.
Amen.
Love you more. Have a blessed day.
Have a good day.